This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, May 28th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll look at the issue of arts funding in Illinois and how several organizations are dealing with cuts. We'll also have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. For now, we'll look at today's news. Attorneys for former Governor George Ryan are recommending that he ask President George Bush to let him out of jail. Robert Wildebor has more.
Ryan was convicted in 2006 for steering state contracts to his friends. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court put an end to his appeals when it declined to review his case. But Jim Thompson, who's also a former Illinois governor, is on Ryan's defense team, and he says they can still ask the president to commute Ryan's sentence. Thompson says the 74-year-old Ryan has already paid for his crimes.
Every conceivable purpose that you can think of for criminal sentencing has been served, whether it's deterrence, punishment, or any other theory that lies behind the criminal justice system.
Thompson says they wouldn't seek a pardon proving Ryan innocent. They'd ask only that Ryan be freed based on the time he's already served. The former Republican governor is 6 months into his 6.5-year prison sentence. I'm Robert Wildebor.
Illinois Democrats are working to reach a deal on a new budget before the end of the week. They're hoping to avoid a repeat of last year when the legislative session went into record overtime. Sean Crawford has that story.
At this point, Democrats in the House and Senate remain a couple hundred million dollars apart on proposed spending. That's a lot of money to you and me, but not necessarily when it comes to a state budget. With each chamber having already approved separate measures, the next step is to try to find common ground. Senate budget point man Donnie Trotter.
We believe ours is the middle ground. And that middle ground can swell a little bit.
Trotter says House Democrats want additional money for education and human services, but there's still no clear path on how to pay for more spending. Senators have pushed for restructuring pension debt and taking funds from some dedicated accounts. Trotter says paperwork requires a deal needs to be in place before Thursday if a budget is to pass by May 31st. After that time, everything gets a bit stickier as Republican votes would be needed to approve a budget. Democrats are trying to avoid that scenario. I'm Sean Crawford.
Governor Rob Blagojevich has been sent legislation that would require a stiff prison sentence for a person convicted of giving a gun to a minor who then goes out and commits a crime. Currently, an adult who sells or gives a handgun to a minor, whether or not it was used in a crime, faces a 7-year prison sentence. The legislature changed the law to make the adult eligible for as harsh of a sentence as the minor gets for using the gun in a violent crime. The bill, sponsored by Senator Kwame Raoul, was inspired by the murders of 24 Chicago schoolchildren since classes began last fall. Not only is the tougher penalty aimed at reducing handgun violence, but it also could apply to adults who provide a shotgun or rifle to a minor who does not have a firearm owner's identification card. Authorities say DNA tests will determine if a body pulled from Salt Creek is an 18-year-old Lincoln man who went missing earlier this month. Logan County Coroner Robert Thomas said Tuesday the DNA test will eliminate any doubt whether the man's body is Billy Ray Askew. He says he hopes to get DNA information back within 1 or 2 days. Authorities say a boater spotted the body on Memorial Day. Crews have been searching for Askew by air, ground, and water since May 13th. That's when he disappeared while camping with friends about a mile south of Lincoln. The Champaign City Council is ready to hear proposals from manufacturers for new street lighting for the Champaign-Urbana University District. But the Urbana City Council is delaying its decision while it weighs concerns over possible light pollution and energy waste. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The debate in Urbana is over full cutoff lighting, street lights that focus their light on the surface below without leaking light up into the sky. Urbana Alderman Charlie Smythe wants the Request for Proposals, or RFP, to require full cutoff lighting in the university district to cut down on light pollution and save money on energy. Currently, full cutoff lighting is only an option in the RFP. At the Champaign City Council study session last night, street lighting consultant Thomas Burtness said they need multiple options because full cutoff lighting doesn't provide enough vertical light.
Which means that at 5 to 6 feet above ground level, there is illumination so that people's facial features can be seen. And that's important in a pedestrian environment. It provides a secure environment.
But in Urbana, Alderman Smythe said full cutoff lighting can provide vertical light. The Urbana City Council will continue its discussion of the issue in 1 to 2 weeks. The two cities and the U of I are trying to work together on a uniform lighting design for the university district. But Smythe's push for full cutoff lighting, if successful, could send Urbana out on its own path. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Indiana University police are trying to find out who gave marijuana-laced fudge to some dormitory workers. IU Police Captain Jerry Minger says an unidentified woman offered the fudge to workers at Eigenman Hall Friday afternoon. One of the employees took a bite and noticed a green leafy substance inside. Another employee took a piece of fudge to police where it was tested and found to contain marijuana. Minger says there are no reports of illness from anyone who ate the fudge. The woman gave the fudge to workers at the dorm's front desk and at a bookstore inside the dorm. Employees saw the woman leave the dorm with an older woman. Both got into a tan-colored compact car and left the area. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. At a time when states are putting more money into the arts, Illinois is going in a different direction. Funding cuts in the past year came without warning and are having an impact on those whose role is to educate and enlighten. Sean Crawford has more.
These are tough times for the Springfield Ballet Company, but the show must go on. Cuts to state arts grants means organizations like the ballet have had to reduce how much they spend for costumes, lighting, even shoes. Julie Guttis is the group's artistic director.
We've had to reach out to our donor pool, which has been pretty consistent for the past, 35 years that the ballet company's been around. And luckily, they have really stepped up and helped us out. And I think once people understand that Illinois state government is not funding the arts like it has in the past, they really get out their checkbooks and are helping the causes.
Those who've stepped up and filled in the financial gap for the ballet have allowed the performances to continue, but that donor pool is limited, and around Illinois, these are dark days for the arts community. A 25% cut in state money for the Illinois Arts Council impacted all sorts of cultural institutions, including public broadcasting. The governor made the cut, seen by some as part of the ongoing feud with the House Speaker, whose wife chairs the Arts Council. But the Illinois Humanities Council grants also took a hit. Museums and other groups were denied funding from off-track betting proceeds, money set aside for the arts since OTBs were first introduced. The loss of money has been especially hard for those who rely almost entirely on government funding. Karen Everingham is associate director of the Illinois Association of Museums. She says Illinois has nearly 1,000 museums, most of which are small operations.
The local history is in the small museums. The local heritage is there. And those are the collections that are at most risk. And cutting all this money is really going to hurt these small guys. The bigger guys, they'll probably be okay. It's the little guys that are really going to take the hit from all these cuts.
Everingham serves as a statewide coordinator and helps provide training to museums. Yet she says she might soon be without a job unless budget cuts are restored. Terry Scroggum has heard plenty of stories. He's director of the Illinois Arts Council. Scroggum says unless Illinois comes through with more money for the arts, groups are going to face some difficult choices.
And they would have to look into, do we change our emphasis? Do we cut out a program? Do we lay off staff? Are we no longer able to, afford to provide, transportation for school groups to come view a performance or an exhibit, that kind of thing?
We do have a planetarium.
Rachel Vickay is with the Lakeview Museum of Arts and Sciences in Peoria. It's a nonprofit, and funding reductions are taking a toll there, such as cutting back hours. Vickay says when museums and similar facilities are unable to fill their mission, the public suffers.
Sometimes it's real easy to forget, oh yeah, there's a museum down the street. It's real important that we have a connection within our own community, within our own block. And I think it's really important for the legislators and the people in charge of the state governments to realize that, and they need to support it.
Another arts advocacy organization, the Illinois Arts Alliance, recently performed a survey which found nearly 3 out of 4 groups around the state are having to make cuts due to loss of state funds. That can result in a broader impact for the state's economy, including a drop in tourism. But while the arts makes its pitch to state politicians, the line is already a long one. Education, healthcare, and many other worthy causes all want more government money. It would seem a tough sell when the state has limited resources to spread around, but Bert Gray, head of the Decatur Arts Council, has his argument ready.
Study after study shows that kids who have arts education in school do better in math and science and reading. I mean, this is an era where you want kids to do really well on tests. People who are experienced in the arts as a part of their educational experience do better on tests.
The biggest concern for most arts organizations is going forward, whether political motives will play a role in their ability to operate, and can they count on the state to come through each year. In the past year, across the country, only 3 states decreased their investment in the arts. Illinois was one of them. The plan for the arts community now is to continue enlightening patrons and also state leaders. I'm Sean Crawford.
In the forecast for East Central Illinois, mostly sunny today with a high around 70 degrees. We have mostly clear and cool skies tonight, the low 44, mostly sunny tomorrow, the high 75, partly cloudy tomorrow evening, the low 57. For Friday, partly sunny, warmer, a chance of some thunderstorms, primarily during the afternoon, the high 85, mostly cloudy Friday night, periods of rain and thunderstorms, the low 65. For Saturday, intervals of clouds and sunshine with a chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon, the high 82. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, May 28th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.